Confronting the worst case scenario saps it of much of its anxiety-inducing power. Happiness reached via positive thinking can be fleeting and brittle. Negative visualization generates a vastly more dependable calm. That's a quote by Oliver Berkman. This is episode 272 on the Hidden Why podcast. My Thursday thought, baby, come on.
You're listening to The Hidden Why with your host, Lee.
G'day gang, THY crew. Thank you for tuning in. Lee Martimutzi here, the host of the show, The Hidden Why Guy. Here at The Hidden Why, we're all about inspiring and assisting people to really discover their why and live life with greater passion and purpose. It's about designing a lifestyle that is more true to yourself and taking that journey in life that gives you much greater fulfillment, freedom, and happiness. Guys, today is my Thursday thought. It's a short, brief snippet idea thought that will assist you in doing just that.
This is The Hidden Why, discussing ideas and thoughts on living life with passion and finding your hidden why, your reason, your purpose.
G'day, THY crew. Thank you for taking the time out to tune into this Thursday thought. This thought today is, what is the worst case scenario? You might even think about what is the best case scenario, but certainly it's something that comes up a lot in the interviews I have with various people. And it is, what is the worst case scenario? Think out the worst case. And that can help reduce the fear or anxiety that we might have around taking the action towards that. Often when we fear taking action, we fear it for a reason. And there is some truth to our fears. The truth is that we can feel it. You know, we can feel this experience of life. We can feel how we feel day to day, moment to moment. And when we have this level of fear or anxiety, we have this feeling inside of us. We know that it's there because we can physically sense it. So there is some truth to fear, but a lot of the fear that we have and how it's created is an assumption on perhaps the future that is an over-exaggerated, self-created assumption. It's something that's simply not real. We can't really depict exactly what's going to happen in the future. We can certainly assess the risk, assess how it's going to play out, but we don't know how it's going to be. And most of our fears and anxieties about the future, these things that we want to proceed towards but just struggle to take that first step, comes from a level of bullshit in our own minds, I guess. And it's just not the truth. So if you fear like taking action towards, you know, doing something in your life, maybe it's, you know, taking up dancing lessons or going parachuting or, I don't know, becoming a speaker or just going to a speaking club, something like that. Anything that you want to do that has this fear, I think fears are good because they give us, it's like a signal to tell us, hey, this is something that you might want to look at. Now, if your fear doesn't stick around, it doesn't last, and it just sort of vanishes from your mind, then perhaps it's not something that you wanted to proceed towards anyway. But if it does stick around, if it's still niggling at you and you're still thinking about it, and yet your fear just still doesn't allow you to take action, that's a signal that you need to step into it. You need to confront it. You need to walk towards it. And in doing so, you will overcome that fear. And the way to do that, because the thing that's holding us back is the assumption that we're going to do something wrong or something's going to terribly go bad, or we're just going to embarrass ourselves, whatever it might be. These are all assumptions. So what you can do is play them out, and it's a great exercise. I'll run through a quick one for you. So let's say you want to go speaking, and you go up there and you've got this idea that you'd speak, but you're just going to really crush it and fail miserably. Well, what does that look like? Does that mean you stumble with your words and you have to quit halfway through your speech or your presentation, and then you have to go sit down? Or does it mean you have to run out of the room crying? You know, really stretch these thoughts out as far as you can. Does that mean that then you're going to be just ridiculed by all your friends and family and eventually kicked out of home, maybe find yourself living on the streets? It doesn't matter. Think about what is the absolute worst case scenario of you doing what you proceed or want to do. And that will make your actual original fear, the thing that you originally thought, oh, geez, that's a bit scary, just look ridiculous in comparison. And that helps reduce your anxiety and your fear, and therefore you'll be allowed, or you'll be able, or more easily able, to take that next step. So that's what it's all about, guys. Worst case scenario. I hope you've enjoyed this thought. Stretch your fears out, stretch your thoughts and your assumptions about the future out to help reduce your actual fear and anxiety. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed it. Share it with your network if you love it and reach out to me. Leave your comments in the fields at thehiddenwhy.com. Until next time, peace, passion and purpose. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online to thehiddenwhy.com.
There you go, guys. Thank you for staying tuned in. I hope you've got some inspiration out of this Thursday thought, some action points, something to take away to help you progress towards the life that you truly desire. Guys, please share it with your network. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe online at thehiddenwhy.com and check out THY TV as well. Guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to find more purpose in everything you do. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Signing out.
Thanks for listening to The Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online, thehiddenwhy.com. This is The Hidden Why.
Are you ready to discover your hidden why, to discover your life's purpose? Then jump onto thehiddenwhy.com and download my free discovery questionnaire. It's designed to help you connect with what's truly important in your life, and in doing so, create more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. This is the discovery questionnaire. You can download it at thehiddenwhy.com under the resources tab. Discover your hidden why.